What is the calling? Sometimes, as you move through your life, you feel a calling. It may be something that was buried deeply within inside your soul since you were a child. It's generally something that's creative, perhaps to write a book, create an art project, develop a screenplay. Anything that expresses something that's inside of your soul that you feel is an expression of who you are and perhaps can help and connect you with others. Deeply in your soul, you feel this calling. Deeply in your soul, you feel this calling. It embraces your dreams and your thoughts. Something inside of you tells you that you're here for a greater purpose. You become more intuitive at this point, perhaps more psychic. Your consciousness is expanding. And as it does, you feel this inner need to work with others, to heal others, to help others, sometimes not just on a one-to-one basis, but perhaps with global consciousness. You want to help, you want to heal, and you want to make a difference. The calling you feel goes even deeper because it seems to shape your destiny. The things that were important to you over the rest of your life suddenly seem to lose their importance. You decide, I'm going to make some changes in my life. You could change your job, your location, your values, your friendships, your attitudes towards life. This calling, not an obsession. Remember, this is not an obsession. This calling is something that you feel and you know, this is the real reason why I am here. Something inside of you is guiding your greater destiny, and you want to find out what it is and what you can do with your discovery about your journey that will help and guide others. And so, once the calling has hit you, you decide, just as one would go on a journey and a mission anywhere, you decide you're going to go off and explore. You research everything that's related, and what happens is the synchronicities begin to fall like dominoes. You need money to go somewhere, it shows up. You need to meet somebody, and all of a sudden you're somewhere and you start talking to somebody who has the information that you're in search of. You look online, and lo and behold, that which you're called to, it's all there. There's nothing religious about this calling. It's not like days of old. This is a calling of a soul purpose. It's all about consciousness. It's all about your consciousness and the collective unconscious. As most of you know, we are evolving, meaning we are returning to that which created us. And in so doing, our journeys will move from the physical to the non-physical. The calling is your guide. It's your Akashic record. It's in frequency. It is not written in a book, though a book may help you. It is not in a movie, though you may watch a movie and say, oh my God, that information in that movie is exactly what I need to the next step on my journey. Some people call it their mission in life. Everybody has a different way of looking at it, but once you realize that you do have a calling, you are going to follow that calling, because everything you do connected with it, you become passionate about. And it's the passion that's going to push you forward. It's going to keep you focused. And you're going to know you're here for some greater purpose. And that purpose has to do with your own consciousness experience in this reality program. When you look around, you look at others and you say, they're shifting too, they're changing too. Their thoughts are changing, their outlook is changing. I want to meet people of like mind. Part of the calling is meeting people of like mind so you can share experiences and stories and grow together and learn together. You may only stay friendly with them for a short period of time because this calling is your calling and it's going to keep moving you down the road. See your calling, close your eyes, and see your calling guiding you down this beautiful road. And as you walk down the road, gently, you're going to look around and see what's there that perhaps you never noticed before. Life is going to look different to you because you're changing along with this feeling of mission and calling. Do you know most people actually do believe that they're here with a mission? They know that at some point in their life, that mission will call to them or present itself to them. And once it does, they just continue along because everything else just seems to fall away. Continue walking down the road. And as you do, pause and listen to the sounds. In the past, they may have gone unnoticed. It may be the sound of a bird, something in nature. And you never realized how connected to nature you really were. Listen to the sounds. Relax and enjoy this. Continue along. Look around you. You've listened to the sounds. Now look around. Look hard, not outside of yourself. Look within yourself. What do you see that you've never seen before? Who are you really? Are you this physical being walking down a road? Who are you really? Now ask yourself, what is my calling? Why am I here? Spend several minutes continuing along the road until you get an answer that makes sense. Now we return to the physical world, the physical realm. The calling has to do with communication. We're all about communication today. We communicate with our cell phones, our computers, we text, we email. Sending letters seems to be archaic because we want to connect and call each other electronically, so we want to do it quickly and we want an answer just as quickly. The calling within you has speeded up from the person who you were when you were born, who wrote the physical letter, sent it out, waited a while for a response, to the person now who is calling to their soul, for their soul to tell them and show them what is the way. What do I have to do? If you don't feel connected to this earth plane at this point, that's okay. Know you are not alone. There are so many people in the world who don't believe they were from here. They just feel they've come to visit for a short period of time. It's okay to feel like that, really. Just say, okay, my calling then is to find my way home. I'm somewhat lost on this planet, but I'm going to have clarity from this day forward. There is something else going on the planet now that, too, is calling all the souls. Some call it an awakening. And this awakening is telling them Be aware of who you are, heal yourself, work on yourself, do your energy work, because you have something greater that you came here to do, and that calling is upon you now. You need to see it and you need to know it. You may meet others with the same calling, or you may meet no one with the same calling as yourself, but it's going to guide you. When you go on the mission of finding out who you are and what your calling is, you will be taking a journey like no other you've taken before. Its parameters are endless. They go out into space, out past dimension, out past time, right as far as your consciousness can take you, and then some. Your calling goes much deeper than anything you could possibly imagine. You can close your eyes at any time and listen to the music again and feel your calling. It will come. You will set up the synchronicities and you will know, and it will happen very, very quickly. This is something that should not seem stressful to you, bring anxiety, or feel that you're on a specific time schedule that you're lagging behind because others found their calling years before. No, it has nothing to do with that. That just wasn't your time to find it. Now is your time to find it, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Now is your time to say, I am here. I'm going to find out who I am on a soul level, why I'm here, and what lies ahead. Something big of epic proportion is about to take hold in all of reality as you know it, and we all experience it. You're part of that, and you are going to find out who you are. So please relax, enjoy the music, and you will find your calling. Thank you.